92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. This is Good Morning Grand Haven. And in the WGHN studio, Patty McDonald with the Grand Haven Area Community Foundation, Vice President of Finance and Administration. Good to have you here. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me, Mary Ellen. Appreciate being here.
Well, nice to finally meet you.
I know. How has this happened that we haven't met all this time?
All this time. And so many great things happening at the foundation. But, you know, you have a really important role there. What do you do there?
So I'm in charge of finance and administration, as you said.
Yeah.
So for me, that's all fiscal oversight, legal compliance. We have an annual audit that I'm in charge of every year. I also make sure the checks go out the door to our grantees. I also help with the gifts coming in the door to help with those grant dollars. I'm also in charge of human resources and our team and our facility.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Well, I know that you have a new facility. You guys moved last year.
It's actually been almost 2 years.
Has it been? Okay, see, time is moving.
I know.
2 years?
2 years this November.
No.
Yep.
Oh my, slow down.
I know. I don't know where it goes.
Slow down. I know we recently had a story about all the scholarships that that went out. So it's important to keep compliance and make sure those checks go out. I can't believe how much money was awarded to area students this year.
I know. It's fabulous.
It's incredible.
Right? It's a great part of the job, right?
Yeah.
Because we get to give away money.
Right.
To those in need, to all those students.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful thing. And from my side, I have to make sure, right, that we are following IRS regulations, that we are using the best practices for all of our procedures. I have to make sure that those checks that go out are looked at by more than one person.
Right.
For,
is that how you ensure
security
compliance?
Yep.
Then?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We have a segregation of duties, so there's not one person that can do every step of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's lots of eyes on all the process.
Okay.
And final oversight by our president Hadley Strang,
mm-hmm.
and then also our board of directors, who watch and approve everything that goes out the door.
Got it. And then you have money coming in because this community is such a generous community. I mean, you know, you go to the website for the Grand Haven Area Community Foundation, and there's different things if you want to make a donation where you can donate. So you have to keep track of that as well.
Yes.
And it's a lot.
To your point, right? This is the most generous community that I've ever lived
in. I know
it
is.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a huge community, right?
No.
But so very generous.
Yes.
They want to take care of those that need it the most, right? We are set up to help people with that philanthropic giving, which
yeah.
is wonderful. People can set up a fund and do their giving out of their fund. So we have to make sure that that money's coming in and it's going where the donor, intends it to go.
Yeah.
We are all about donor intent. We have to watch that very carefully.
Right.
A lot of our funds are set up as endowments,
mm-hmm.
so they're to last forever, to
right.
care for the community forever.
Sure.
So we only spend out certain amounts of that to make sure that that happens, and then all of our funds are invested with oversight by our investment advisors,
mm-hmm.
Who are Northern Trust. Does that for us, and our investment committee watches over very carefully, as does our board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big
good
deal
stuff.
What you do.
Yeah.
I mean, it
stuff.
May not necessarily be, exciting, but it needs to, well, no, but I'm saying, but I mean, it needs
yes.
to be done,
yep.
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Money's a funny thing. In high school, you probably were on student council and you were treasurer, weren't you?
I wasn't treasurer, but yes, I was.
I knew
on
it.
Student council.
I knew it.
I good, can just guess. Tell. Good guess.
Do you live in the area?
We live in the township.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But I'm not originally from here.
Okay.
We moved here 24 years ago.
You did? From
yeah.
where, if you don't mind my asking?
Originally I grew up in the Detroit area.
Okay, me too. Yeah.
And then my husband moved us here. We were here in Grand Haven for a little bit, and
yeah.
then we moved to Lansing.
Okay.
And then we moved back
and
from Lansing.
And then you came back.
Yep.
It's funny, once you're on this side of the state and I go back to Metro Detroit, I'm like, you know, it's really industrial over here. I don't miss it at all.
And so much traffic.
I don't
miss the traffic
it's
at all.
Awful.
Yes.
It's awful. It really is something. I mean, we have a really nice view here. And you know, and I think it's easy to think of Grand Haven as this big city because of all the tourism and stuff. But
yep.
honestly, it really is a small town.
It is a small
and to
town.
Have a community foundation like this that has done so many incredible things
yep.
just speaks volumes to
yep.
the people that are here and to the foundation. I mean, you've been there 11 years.
I have been there 11
years. What's your favorite part about working at the foundation?
Honestly, I lived in the community prior to joining the foundation, and I think the foundation allowed me to meet so many different people in the community that I wouldn't have met otherwise. Donors, grantees, mm-hmm. students, right?
What's a grantee? What's that?
So our nonprofit partners that we grant money to.
Mm-hmm.
So they apply for a grant, and then it's through the approval process, and then we grant out to them to help them with their mission.
So you call them grantees?
Grantees.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Or nonprofit partners.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. I just want to know what that was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All okay. good. And I think I wouldn't have met all of these different people that care for this community in different ways had I not been in this position.
Yeah.
And that has been my favorite part.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of really cool people doing a lot of great things in this town. I'm telling you.
Absolutely. And you know, I've raised my kids here,
you
right?
did.
I live here.
Yeah.
I work here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to make sure that this community is set up forever.
Well, you do.
Right? Yeah.
You do, because you do have to think about the future,
yeah.
right? You
yeah.
you know, it's not just about us anymore. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
Although I have to say, you guys have a beautiful building with the Community Foundation. How does
yep.
anybody get any work done in this town when you have a view like this?
I know.
I'm already,
although I say, I feel what? Like sometimes we take the water for granted.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right?
yeah.
We
oh,
see
yeah.
it every day. And then you realize,
mm-hmm.
oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know.
I love it.
It's so nice to... Oh, I just hit my... It's so nice to finally meet you, Patty McDonald.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And I'm sure I'll see you out and about. And I'll make sure I put links to the Community Foundation if people want to take a look at the different grants and whatnot, or
yeah.
if they want to make a donation as well.
Thank
this
you
is
so much.
92.1 yeah. WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.